In addition to the V table, each object instance whose class contains virtual functions is given a virtual table pointer, which points to the V table that corresponds with the object's dynamic type. We note that during the construction of an object, we know its dynamic type, so that is the time the V pointer can be initialized. The virtual table pointer is stored in some part of the object that only the compiler knows about. It is hidden from the programmer. However, a sample program in the textbook shows how to prove its existence. So based on the example code snippet and the figure, we can see that when an object is created, its virtual table pointer is initialized to the virtual table its dynamic type corresponds to. We now see how virtual functions work. The virtual pointer points to the virtual table that stores the write methods that correspond to the given object's dynamic type. For example, in the call obj2 method h, the compiler fetches obj2's virtual pointer and follows it to the virtual table to which it points, which in this case is derived's virtual table. Once at the virtual table, we can quickly offset to the write function, derived method h in this case, since each virtual function is given a unique index within the virtual table. Finally, derived method h can be invoked, thus performing the desired result.